Mike Bisseglia here from SeavillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to Runcast, a weekly form of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Runcast. I've been away for a few weeks, but things are starting to heat up as things are starting to cool down outside. Hopefully we're starting to get into the fall racing season. Such an exciting time. The women's 4-miler, of course, Saturday, September 3rd, basically kicks off the fall racing season, but also is the culmination of the end of a long summer of training for a lot of women, particularly those who are starting out for the first time. So we're very excited for this event. And then, of course, it's a start across country season, which in our little world is such a big, big deal, both UVA and our area colleges around the state. But, of course, Central Virginia high schools, there's 17 of them. And we kick off with the Ragamountain Cup next Thursday, the 1st. That's free and open to the public. And what a special event it is, a 4x2-mile relay with all of our area kids all together in one meet, which doesn't happen very often, single A, double A, triple A, and all the private schools. Really special, near and dear to our heart. It's like our 23rd, 24th year hosting this. And we're very excited out at Panorama Farm to be having this. So, you know, time of transition, really exciting time and a fun time. And like I said, the start of a fresh, a new for some folks and the culmination for others in the 4-miler vein there. So I sent Annie off, our daughter, our last child at home, off to high school. Kind of hard to believe this morning. And she's was both nervous and excited, pretty doggone normal. And Cynthia and I were getting a little choked up just over the fact that she's gotten herself involved with cross country, her first running experience of her life, in with Kate Pugh and the Western Girls, and to have a child participating again. It's been it's not been quite that long. Alec competed for the university, but it's been a while since we've had a child participating, and always mixed feelings about that because I was totally relaxed when my kids aren't competing. I can cheer for all these other kids be into it. But when you have your own child, you're always kind of, you know, it's, any parent ever tells you, although they're not nervous or they're not into their kid's performance or they don't kind of live through their kid a little bit, they're probably not coming totally clean with you. Right. And Cynthia and I, we try and keep our hands off our kids in regard to coaching them and advising them. We feel like we've been blessed to have such good coaches over the years, Lindy Bain and, of course, now Kate Pugh. Our first experience with Kate, because Corin Ward and Sherry Witt were Audrey's coach. But anyway, it's exciting and also a little nerve-wracking at the same time because you want your child to have such a positive experience. And let's face it, any athletic endeavor, particularly running, you're going to have good days and you have bad days. So, and it's a call out to everyone out there that particularly folks that have been hard on themselves this summer with their running. I have to remind them over and over again, stop it. Stop being so hard on yourself. It's been hot. We had a workout this morning at the track. It was 54 degrees. Now, Mike, awesome. That is 20 degrees cooler than it was 2 weeks ago and 25 degrees cooler at the Abyss, which was, you know, mid, late July when we had those 103 degree days and it was 81 in the morning. So 54, and they were flying. People left and right this morning. I don't know, man, maybe your coaching's paying off, Mark, and I'm getting so fit. And I'm like, thanks. But there's something else going on here today. It's called cool weather.
I get up for the sports in the morning and I'm out the door around early fives. And I was just like, oh, this is perfect. This is great running weather. Perfect.
Anybody who's, you know, running indoors at this point, I would encourage you to get out and enjoy this beautiful community and this beautiful weather. And it obviously is not going to last day in, day out for the next several weeks, but we're slowly moving towards a period that I call the best of the year.
Absolutely.
You know, late September, October, November, December, beautiful months for training. So some exciting news, babies on the horizon, not on the horizon, babies on the earth here, the Hess family. Joel and his wife, and then the DeSherrys had baby boys in the last few weeks. Very exciting in our running world. Joel is a member of our RMR team. He works over with Dr. Wilder. Kind of cool to have a physician who's musculoskeletal guy on our Ragamountain racing team. He comes in mighty handy.
Absolutely.
Key moments, somebody has an issue with a knee or whatever out in the middle of a run, and here, let me check you out. So it's nice having a doc on the team. But their first child, Sebastian. A name that's big in running world, Sebastian Coe, of course, the the great only Olympian ever to win two 1500 meters gold medals. And then Jay Desherry runs a speed lab, and he and his wife, you know, their second child, really, really cool. Had a special time Saturday night. Winston and Beth Brown hosted a small dinner party out at their house in Fluvanna. Winston, of course, the legendary coach at FUMA, and so many state championship teams, and his wife Beth, former Beth Purcell, state champion herself. She's coached at Louisa for many years. And they have taken into their home, fostered Peter and Alex Lamont, we've talked about them before, two of the legendary Lost Boys, the Sudanese Lost Boys. They've taken them in, taken care of them, sheltered them, coached them, and really been so gracious in hosting these two boys for 2 years now.
Wow.
In their home and in their life. And Saturday night they hosted a dinner because their older brother, Lopez Lamont, who was one of our three representatives in the Beijing Olympics in the 1500, so he's a miler, he was there. He's the older brother of the two boys. And he also is a lost boy and found his way to America and is a U.S. citizen now, which is very cool. So got to shake hands with a legend. He's shooting for 2012, and he wants to come home with a medal in the Olympics. He's one of the fastest milers in the world. And I was reminded again of just how blessed we are in this Central Virginia running community. Kind of cliche, and it maybe sounds a little corny, but why we're such a, why running is so popular, why running is so enriched is because of the gifts of so many people like the Browns who give back to the sport at so many intangible levels. We're really blessed. Women's four miler next Saturday. We just talked about it. All of the women got off the wait list. Amazing. We had several hundred women, and through the graciousness of people who had signed up back in June, the race closed, remember, in 10 hours. And so back in June, and there was about 450 wow. women on the wait list. And a lot of the women came off them and right. said, I can't run it, change of plans, whatever. So we got all of them on. I was seeding the runners last night. We have at least four, count them, women that are former champs wow. in the field. They will get seeded numbers. I went down 12 deep with women I thought were, you know, going to be
in contention.
top contenders. With right now, it's looking like Rachel Ward, the former Rachel Rose, two-time Alamo State champion and former four-miler winner. She'll have her hands full with Sally Ford and Vicky Chandeville, two of the RMR girls, and then Nicola Radcliffe is back, and just a variety of other speedy gals. Jennifer Owens, if she ends up racing, she signed up. She told me recently she wasn't sure. A former champion herself. So I go on and on, but exciting time. Packet pickup is next Friday at the Jack, JPJ. So that's a big, big coup for us to have such a nice facility. 3,500 women. We were outgrowing the space we had before, so we're grateful to have that. We'll talk about that next week, but that's Friday the 2nd. And then I'm still looking for volunteers. Oh, my gosh. I'm shy this year. I don't know what's happened. A lot of people, we called them, said, out of town. We understand it's Labor Day weekend, but I never seen so many of my parkers, my guys that helped me at 5:30 in the morning with Tom Hintz, who's our parking czar. Got to park all those cars, get them in there safely by 7:30. Quite a trick because they start showing up at 6:15.
Right.
Do the math.
Not much time.
So, and we got to get them on the starting line. Teresa Sullivan going to ring the bell this year. Pretty cool. President of the university, get her to witness this amazing all-women's affair. Stephanie Garcia, the great steeplechaser, school record holder at UVA, real tremendous runner, tremendous person. She got a nod. She was on the wait list to go to the world championships, and number three got hurt or something has come up, sickness or something. So Stephanie got the nod. She's going to the world championship
wow.
games. And the world championships are widely considered to be kind of the pre-Olympics. And
right.
it's always the pre-Olympic year. This is just kind of a sneak preview. It's like the NFL preseason on steroids. I mean, this is the real deal. This is no fooling around. These guys are not even dark horses. They're the ones that were thinking, okay. So
the real deal.
Here's Stephanie going to the world championships to represent the United States. And then kind of cool thing, I don't know if we talked about this, Mike, but Robbie Andrews is on the cover of Track and Field News this month. It is in my 33 years of living in Charlottesville, my 30 years of having the business, which has kind of been intimately involved with the sport, I have never seen, remember, ever, a Virginia uniform on the cover of the Bible of the sport, Track
right.
and Field News.
Wow.
And so he's there this month. We've got it framed and on the wall. Just waiting for Robbie to come in at some point. I'll snag him and say, here's a magic marker, a Sharpie.
Exactly. Sign her
and
up.
You put your future Olympian himself, if all goes well. Some really good local stories. Had a 5K time trial on the track last week. And Meg Crook and Susan Heal, Mark Freeman, just to name a few, just scorched up a nice little time out there. Jim Ryan, he's a law professor at UVA, tremendous half marathon up in Massachusetts about 10 days ago, an hour and 25 minutes. Not bad for a 45-year-old. It's really impressive. He's done quite well at Boston this spring, father of four. He and Katie, both really, his wife Katie, good runners. Live and learn. I'm just seeing it more and more where fatigue is playing into injuries. I can't remember the last time I saw so many injuries that were tied into people trying to push through fatigue. Fatigue, of course, affects your mechanics. And the cliche of listen to your body, I think, is being ignored. People are trying to push through when they're feeling tired. If you're laboring, if you're breathing hard, if you don't feel well to run a pace that's your normal training pace, you either got to back off the pace, back off the mileage, take the day off, go run in the pool. So much of it has to do with the cumulative effect of maybe one of the hottest summers I've ever witnessed here. Of course,
we
tend to forget. You know, somebody might say 5 summers ago was a lot hotter. Well, I'm certainly, compared to the last few summers, this has been a dandy. And I found last week that caught a couple of people are pushing it on their recovery days. The recovery day is the most important part of any program. And regardless of who you are, what your goals are, you're bound to have higher and lower days. So if, like you, Mike, when you're training for the 10 mile, you had your long run day.
Right.
It's the most important day of the week. So after that long run day, what you do, let's say your long run's on Saturday, what you do Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Sunday, and Monday, and maybe even into Tuesday, those are actually more important than their long run day.
Right.
Long run day, you get really pumped up about, motivated for it. But if you let your guard down and you kind of feel all right in those recovery days and push a little too hard, you're going to get in trouble. So kind of kudos to Linda Scandor and Mike Gaffney, two of my athletes I coach. We were out for a run on Sunday, a whole group of us, and started out at Greenberry's at Barracks Road, do on Sundays. It's a recovery day, pure recovery day, because their hardest day of the week is Saturday. They had a hard workout the day before, a little bit humid. So Cynthia showed up, and she did not do a workout on Saturday. So she had to do a talk for the Women's 4-Miler group. And she's feeling her oats. And then Michael Strine, the new vice president at UVA, we're really glad to have him in our fold. He's a running, oh, God, he's totally into running. It's awesome, he and his
very
wife.
Cool.
And he's the fellow who took over Leonard Sanders' position. So it's really neat to have somebody at UVA in such a position that's such a huge advocate of the sport. And he's quite talented.
Mm.
He's actually, Mike, he's pretty doggone fast.
Good.
And so, so he and Cynthia get Gavin and take off, and it sucks the whole group out. So, of course, everyone's blaming them after the run for, you know, bringing the sin into the group.
Sure.
You know, polluting the waters with their fast pace.
With their speed, yeah.
But anyway, the point I'm going to make here is that Linda Scandor, first 2.5 miles of the run, her Garmin tells her that she's running faster than her marathon pace on a recovery day. So she and Gaffney both said, whoa, 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 let's slow it down. Of course, I was the perfect person to be with them because I'm the slowest in the group. Slowed it down. We even had a little chuckle because some of the faster runners came back and said, you know, we're waiting for you guys to come on up with us. And we were like, get away from us. Don't come near us. You're tempting us. Yeah, get out of here. So, you know, and there's a lot of joke in there. And of course, with camaraderie, it's fun. But the bottom line is Linda had carried on at that pace, she now is percolating, almost boiling an injury. She's bringing it to a head. Where's the injury going to occur? She'll go out on Monday. She's got some pickups to do on Monday. Tuesday morning, she gets up. She's got a stress factor. Wednesday, she goes to do her workout, and she's flat. So very, very important to pay attention to that.
Yeah, I started to feel it in my leg, and I actually took 5 days off. And the amount of recovery that happened, it was just that from day one to day two, it just from taking one day off, I feel so much better. Yeah.
It's
so much better.
It's maturity. It's confidence in saying I can afford to do this and not lose ground. It's actually the opposite. You're investing in your long-term running better if you listen to. Heidi Gillenwater, a physician over at UVA, I've had the pleasure of coaching and knowing her for years. She's been tired and fatigued, and her runs have been going horrible. And she goes, here I am, a physician I didn't even think, punching my way through it, that to get my iron checked. She had her iron checked, and she's slightly anemic. Got some iron supplements. She says, I feel like, you know, I'm almost cheating now. I'm feeling so fit. So she's rocketed out of the block. So Ladies in particular, keep an eye on your iron. If you are feeling tired, you're not recovering, and you're running slower all the time, there doesn't seem to be any other reason for it,
right,
get your iron checked. And this is particularly true for high school girls and college girls. I warn them all the time. You're feeling tired. It's probably something legit going on. The Camp Holiday Trails was a recipient of a major check from the Charlottesville Track Club last week. Dave Murphy and Ellen and Ellen Houle and Deb Gilbert, Carol Finch, just to name a few, Deb Johnson, and then, of course, race director Mike Inch handed a substantial check. I didn't get a chance to ask them the specific amount the other day, but it's probably in close to $30,000 from the Charlottesville 10-miler. Of course, you were part of that, Mike. You indirectly now can say
very cool,
a little bit of a stockholder in a sense.
That's right. That's right.
Donating, and this is the beauty of all these not-for-profit runs. When the race directors aren't paid, or when they're not paid substantially, that many of the dollars in these events, so you're kind of double dipping. You get entertainment when you race, you get a shirt, so you're triple dipping,
mm-hmm,
and you get to give back to the community. Almost $500,000 last year came,
wow,
from the Charlottesville Track Club alone to and local causes, you know, national causes in a sense, but local organizations.
That's wonderful.
So we're so proud of that. Again, really need help for the 4-miler. I'm calling out for volunteers, and that's Saturday, September 30th, and I'm also looking for help for the Cup. I don't do this on this Runcast very often, but Cynthia and I, through nothing we can do about it, but the two biggest events that we're involved with in our world, in our life, for the entire year are 36 hours apart this year. The Ragamuffin Cup will be Thursday night. I'll go home, get into bed exhausted, get up Friday morning, deal with packet pickup, pre-race day jitters, working with the police, Port-a-John's tents, weather, mm-hmm, where are the volunteers? You know, Mike Biseglia signed up. He hasn't picked up his volunteer shirt. Where are you, Mike? Whoops, Mark, forgot to tell you. I'm going out of town. My fiance forgot. She and I didn't communicate, and
probably
we're going
my fault.
To her parents' house, my future in-laws. Sorry, Mark, priorities are future in-laws versus helping at the 4-miler. I can't help. And this happens all the time. So, you know, and then Saturday morning, of course, the race. We get up about 3 o'clock to set things up, and by 10 o'clock, we're breathing again. So
yeah, and you know, actually, for me, Saturday it's the UVA football that
right.
first game. So
we got Teresa Sullivan. Yeah. We're going to have her out there at 8. She's going to start the race, cheer them on, and then we got a special parking spot for her. She's going to zoom out of that area. We've got a special artery for her to you know, work her way back into town to host her pre-football game luncheon at Coors Hill. So yeah, busy day, but fun day.
Sure,
and we're all excited. Coach of the week, I got to just give a nod out to the Browns. It was a really special evening. Winston and Beth, for so many years of dedication to the sport. Sevo Weekly last week announced their best of, and it was exciting. Best places to run was actually a category. It's good to see they're recognizing the sport that we love so much as something that really is highly impacting their readers and
right.
the people of our community. Best place to run. The Ravana Trails, which is the RTF's beautiful 20-mile urban greenbelt. We have maps at the store if anybody wants to get one. Wonderful organization. You can also get on their website, Ravana Trails Foundation. And number two is the Saunders Trail. Peter Hatches and Monticello, Dan Jordan, wonderful folks up there that created that years ago. And Leslie Bowman and company, Glenn Slauson, continue to really open that facility up to thousands of people per year. They've got wonderful groundskeepers up there that do such a really good job of keeping that that trail in such good condition for so many people to use. And not a terribly steep climb, besides the fact that it climbs up the side of the mountain there. Then the best races of the year, that was really neat. And the Charlottesville 10-miler, the readers picked that. An appropriate choice, near and dear to my heart. Got to be a part of that event as director for 12 years and still help behind the scenes. Mike Inge, congrats to him and the Charlottesville Track Club. Really worthy, because it truly is a not-for-profit event. It truly runs through the city. It starts and finishes at the university and highlights some of the most magical places in our community, and it really is so well-organized.
And what I took out the most from it was just the community being there and every different street, people cheering you on. I mean, you don't go one portion of the race and there's a gap of people. They are all over the place.
It's true.
It's phenomenal.
It's
really, you can just feel the community.
It
all is.
It's a very, very special event. So we feel really, really proud of that event. And of course, it is the granddaddy of Manoli. It's the oldest race in Charlottesville. Kind of kicked things off back in 1976, and it's been riding ever since. Runner-up was the women's four-miler, also Charlottesville Track Club event. So you take those two events, and they raise almost $400,000. They entertain almost 6,000 people.
That's wonderful.
If you, I mean, that's just a startling amount of, you know, goodwill there. So local running history, a trivia I thought would be fun. A gentleman came in the store the other day, Patrick Todd, from Texas. He's the first UVA runner to break the four-minute mile since the early 80s. And he was saying, wouldn't it be cool if I could have my silhouette on the Ragamountain Running Shop t-shirt? Because the guy who's on the Ragamountain Running Shop, the legendary Ragamountain man, has been our icon, our logo, since we opened our doors in 82. So I said, well, we have to, you know, figure out NCAA. You know, we've got to make sure this is cool. Go talk to Coach Vigilante. We'll make sure. Maybe we'll do a special edition. We'll give it away, not sell it, because, you know, we won't have your name on the shirt, but your image. We've got to figure, get compliance to, to help with, make sure that's all clean. But
yeah,
it was just flattered that he even had thought of it. And he said, oh, a bunch of us were sitting around one night, Mr. Lawrence, and we were just, I've been nervous to ask, but it'd be kind of cool. And
yeah,
I said, well, we've been talking about it too over here. Tony, the trivia question is, who is the Ragamountain Running Man? Who is he?
I've asked myself that question.
And it's not me. Some people said, is that you with long hair in the early 80s? I said, I was fast, but not that fast. So not a 358 mile. A couple of cool new places to run out in the county, thanks to Bob Krickenberger, Pat Mullaney, the former Parks and Rec director, Bob Krickenberger, the current. One up north of town. I don't know if we've talked about this on the air. Have we talked about this on Runcast before? It's a Pretty Creek. It's a beautiful park up 29 North off of Burnley Station Road. And very wide, very accessible paths for hiking, biking, running. And here's a quirky one. No slight, but it is quirky in our town to have a public place to go horseback riding. So if you're out there running, Mike,
there you
you're
go.
Out there with your gal and you're trotting along, and you hear something sound, starting to sound like an earthquake again.
Coming, it's a horse.
It's a horse coming up behind you. Don't freak out. Just give way. I think they have the priority there, but pretty neat. And I talked to Bob Krickenberger about it. He goes, yeah, we don't have a facility for them. What the heck? So we had the land and the space. Let's do it. The other one, totally different, is out in northwestern Elmont, just beyond Whitehall, about 10 miles or 8 miles. It's way out there, Browns Cove. And this is Patricia Bynum Forest Preserve, 600 acres. It is now the biggie, the largest of all the county parks. And, of course, the county parks are Mid Springs, Chris Green. You've got Walnut Creek. Got some really tremendous facilities. This is the biggest. And this one is steep, steep terrain. It's for that adventure person in your life, not me, 56 years old. I am not charging up and down the sides of mountains. The footing isn't as good. And it's again, it serves a purpose. Somebody who wants that kind of experience. So that just opened, I think, in the last few weeks. In the starting blocks this weekend, Jefferson Triathlon, that's on Saturday. That's a new one to town. Kate Lucas and friends are putting that on. It's at Fry Springs, of all places. It's right in town. Sprint triathlon, swim in the pool, come out and do a little bike, and then finish up with a run, a 5K run. I'm helping them with the run with that. And just a heads up, on the 10th, is the Tower to Tunnel, or Tunnel to Towers, 5K. It's a 9/11 firefighters. It's our local firefighters. Have been working on this all summer. Really special event. I encourage people. This is a not-for-profit event that is near and dear to a lot of people, and we're supporting a really wonderful cause and a wonderful group of people. That's on the 10th of September. Go to our website for more information on that. And then the Pepsi 10K for Special Olympians on the 17th. Probably the biggest, certainly one of the most popular races in town, but the biggest 10K in town. That's out at Meriwether Lewis. Drawing a blank. Dave Zentmeyer, putting that on, and does a wonderful job with that. We continue to meet every Wednesday morning, 5:30 at the track. Anybody wants Mike? One of these days I might see you out there. Of course, you're probably hitting the radio here at that time of day, aren't you?
Yeah, starting to warm up. Yeah. At 5:15, so that
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work that day.
Anyway, you're off the hook. All right, so anybody, you're all welcome out for that. You want to pick up on your speed. We've got slow, fast, young, old, 5:30. It's free every Wednesday morning. So I think that's about it. You know, really get out and enjoy this weather while it lasts. And again, anybody can see themselves helping on the 3rd. We sure could use a call to shop. Until then, appreciate you listening. Stay on your feet.
This week's edition of RunCast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at RaggedMountainRunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.